maskil for yom tikufa goyim. That's enough kamina that one holds that the day of the tikufa is the beginning of the new tikufa, and one holds not a day of the tikufa is still called the end of the last one. And v'leim nesayme, we're not sure exactly which one holds which. Now we have before achirim maimrim. Others say achirim maimrim miyuto. If a miyut of the chodesh is missing, that's also enough to make an extra month to the year. So Mora says v'kama miyuto. How much is a miyut of the month that's missing? There's a tkufa of, let's say, Tammuz goes into Tishrei, but it goes into a minority of the month. How much is it? Abosayim goes in 14 days. That's also enough to make an extra month for the year. So Mora says, Micah Savri, what do these Acherim hold? If they hold the Yom Tekufa, it's called the last day of the last Tekufa. And still you have to have the whole Chag and the new Tekufa. Still you have it. For only 14 days, the Tekufa ended in 14 days. So true, the 14th day is the last day. But then the 15th day, the first day of Chag HaSukkot, that's the beginning of Tekufas Tishrei. So what should be a problem? Why should we put an extra month into the year? Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchok, Acherim b'Tekufas Nisan Kaimah. I'll tell you, they're not talking about Tekufas Tishrei. They're talking about Tekufas Nisan. That's what they're talking about. The Chassid, because the Pesach says like this, Shomor es Chodesh Ovov. Watch the month of the Ovov, the month that Pesach comes into. That means, Shomor, watch Oviv Shel Tekufa, watch the beginning of this Tekufa, Shehei B'Chodesh Nisan, that it should be in Chodesh Nisan. So Rashi says like this, Shomer as Chodesh Oviv, that means Shomer Oviv Shel Tekufa, Shehei B'Chodesh Nisan. So Rashi explains it means Shomer watch Tekufa Chodesh Nisan. Shochama, this is like the Chodesh Nisan going after the sun. Shebetoy chidusha shalavona should be at the beginning of the Levana. Oviv hu nisin shacham. Oviv, that's called the nisin of the summer months, of the sun. She nisin kor oviv elo al pirish bishul hatfua, that the tfua becomes ripe. She mesam bachrim boy. The whole bikur hatfua, the iti hakayetz fachariv lecheshben hachamahim, that all goes after the sun. Now, the Yom Rachmona, the Torah says, Shomer, you should watch it. Shei Chodesh Nisan, Shechama, that the month of Nisan, of the summer months, of the sun months, Nimshach L'Torch Yimei Chedusha Shalavona. It should be at the beginning of the days of the moon month. What does that mean? At the first part of the month. The Chassid, the Pasuk says, Chodesh, V'yein Loshin Chidesh Noifelela Alavona, Hamizchat Shais, upon the moon that comes new. The Yashmina, what does it come to teach us? It's Pasik. Sheye Nisan Shechama. There was the Tkufa of Nisan Shestat Nimshach Patoich Yimei Chidush Alavona. That means the Mixas. Fakamehen Yimei Chidusha Yudalad Yomim. Like the first 14 days of the month, of the moon month, the first 14 days, that's still called, considered in the Chidush. Namikan Vielach Yishona. After that, it's called the Yod. So therefore, we're talking about now Nisan. See, he holds that the Tekufa of Nisan has to start by the 14th day of Nisan. That's why 14 days go pass by, 14 days still out to Tekufa's Teves, that's no good, that's not called Shomer or Chodesh Aviv. Therefore, that's a reason to make an extra month to the year. Now the more is the kashya, so the problem is the what? That the Tekufa of Nisan has to be at the beginning of the Chodesh, during the first 14 days, for the Gemara, even if the Tekufa would come out on the 15th day, the Chorev la'avri la'adar, let's make Chodesh Adar amole, let's make an extra day into the Chodesh Adar, so the Tekufa would come out during the first 14 days. Here it's mashma, that if the Tekufa comes out on the 15th day, it's no good. Why can't we just add another day into Chodesh Adar? So Marin says, true, and Omer of Acher by Yaakov, Tono milamalo lamata kechoshev. The Tan here is giving a cheshbin milamalo lamata from up downwards kechoshev. This is what he means to say. Ad miyuta im avrin. Up until the miyut, we make an extra chodesh. For kama miyuta, what's called the miyuta? Arbosayim, 14 days. It's more so like this. Tonadech Rashi explains, Tonadech Hirim Malamal Lamatak Choshvakakrama, Mavrin Ad Miyutoi, but Veloi Miyutoi Bechlau, the meat is not included, Kleimar, Im Tech Sat Kufa Tevis, Yud Ches Yomnim, if they'll be missing 18 days of Tevis in Tanisin, or Yud Zayin, or Yud Vov, or Tez Vov, the Tipot Kufas Nisim Beyoim Yud Vov, then Mavrin, Avlim Chos for Yudalot, it means that 14 days will be missing into Chodesh Nisan. For Norfot Kufa Benisin, Betezvov, and then the Kufas of Nisan will first come out on the 15th day, then Ein Mavrin, then we will not have to make an extra month. Why? The Mavrin Liyadar, then the Yetzer is, put an extra day into Chodesh Adar, and then the Kufas Nisan will come out by Yudalot, and then it'll be good. Fenachanami, what I mean to say is up until 14, that means it will come down the 15th day of Nisan, it's still good, because then we would not have to add another month, but rather just another day into Chodesh Adar. Ravina, Ravina says, Li'olom Acherim B'Tishrei Kaim, and no, the Acherim are talking about Chodesh Tishrei. Ukusavri Acherim, the Acherim hold, that Kulei Chag Binon, they hold, you have to have the whole Chag Hasukis in the Tkufa of Tishrei. The Yom Tov Rishon is also included, also has to be in the Tkufas of Tishrei. That's why only Yudalid and not Tezvov. For the Gemara, Yom Tov Rishon, Chag Osif Ksiv, which is mashma, a Chag that you could collect, which you can only collect the two on Chol HaMoed, if it's a Dov Ravud, but not on Yom Tov. So more so true, but it means is Chag Habo Bisman Asifa. It means a Chag that comes during the time of the Asifa. In other words, that's the Chag HaSukkos. But not during only Chol HaMoed, but the whole Sukkos, they have told, the whole Yom Tov has to be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. Therefore, if 14 days is missing of the Tkufa's Tishrei into Tishrei, so that's no good. That's a reason to make an extra month. Because otherwise, the Chag HaSukkos will not come, the whole Sukkos will not be in the Tkufa of Tishrei. Yeah, now we must say this. Mishnah says, Micha Sekenim. When you bring a korban at Tzibur, that the Sekenim have to put a smicha. So Tanur Rabban, learn like this. The Pasuk says, V'somchu Ziknei Hu'eda. So Mor says, Yochu Ziknei Hashuk. Just V'somchu Ziknei maybe means any older person in the street. Talmud Maimud, therefore the Pasuk says, Eda. No, he has to be from the Sanhedrin. So the Mor says, E'eda, just from the word Eda alone, Yochel Kitani Eidah, it's enough to be from the Sanhedrin, Kitana, just from a bezin of 23. So this the Gemara says, no, Tamalem, the Pasuk says, Ziknei Ho'eidah. Ho'eidah, the hay means, Miyuchodim Shebeidah, the special bezdin, the special Sanhedrin Gedola. For Kamehain, how many of them do you need to make a smicha? So Vidash, the Pasuk says, V'samchu min Shnayim. Ziknei is also Shnayim. That's four. And we know the ain bezdin shokum asifin alayim by dechod harekan chamisha divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That's why the Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda says you need five sekenim. You need a bezdin like a five to make the smich on the korban tziva. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon says no, it was enough three. How does he get three? He held ziknei min shnayim, and the ain bezdin shokul, you can't have an equal amount. Therefore, masifin alayim by dechod, you have to add one more. Harekan shloisha, together you have three. So Mor says, Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, I who ksiv v'samchu, it says the word of v'samchu. So one gedashin also, which should mean four, and then one more five. It says the kingdom and v'samchu. So Mor says, no, I tell you, Rabbi Shimon holds, ha'humi boile v'shini l'gufei, fit itself, to teach us that you have to make a good smicha, that you have to put your hands and your body on top of it. For Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says, Legufa lo tzorach. I don't need an extra pasuk like for some chut to say there has to be a smicha there. The yim came if so. The yim came the lo yosi v'samchu ledrosha. Because if the word v'samchu is not coming to teach you something special, but just only just for the mitzvah smicha, let the pasuk say zikne eida. Let zikne eida yideyim arosh hapar. Let it just say the zikne eida has to put the hand on top of the par. What does it say? The Samchu? It's something extra. Teach us the Dashin. You need another two people there. For Rabbi Shimon holds no. Iksiv Hochim would have just said like this. of Yudehim, Al Rosh HaPar, Haba, I mean, I would have thought to say, my oil, what does oil mean? Besamach. Does Kenim have to be near the par? But not a real Samicha, they have to push all the weight on top of the par. Therefore, it says Besamchu, that they have to make a good Samicha. Mora says, Rabbi Yehuda, how does he know this? I tell you, Goma Rosh, Rosh, Mayel, says by Korban Oil the word Rosh, and there we know Samicha is a good Samicha. See, also would know it means a good Samicha. Therefore, the word Besamchu is extra. Rabbi Shimon, Legoma Rosh Rosh Mirla. He doesn't learn out the word Rosh Rosh. He doesn't have this Gzera Shava Mirla. Therefore, he also needs the word Smicha Vesamchu Legufe. Tana would learn like this. Smicha U Smicha Sasekainim Mishlesha. That the Indian have to give Smicha. And Smicha Sasekainim, when this Kainim have to make a Smicha top of a Korban, Korban Tzibur, it has to be done with three. So Moras Akasha, my smicha, or my smicha sekenim. What does it mean? These two, what's the two separate things here? A smicha sekenim and a regular smicha. So Rabbi Yechon says, mismach sabi, it means to give smicha to an older person, to give a tamachochim smicha, you have to receive smicha from three people. You need three to give smicha. Oh, Malaya by the Rabbi Yosef, mismach sabi b'shloshim minolan. How do you know this? That to give smicha, you have to have three people. Elaine, if you want to tell me the chesed says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayismach es yodav olav, that Moshe put his hands on top of Yeshua, for the more yochi, if so, tisagi b'chad, let it just be enough one, Moshe Rabbeinu himself did it. V'chi teima, maybe you answer me, no, Moshe b'mokim shivim v'chad koi, Moshe was in the place of 71 zekenim like, so it's more than just one. Moshe says, yochi, if that's pshat, liboy shivim v'chad, then you should have to have 71 rabbanim to give smicha. Versus kasha, this like a kasha. How exactly does he know you need three dayanim like to give smicha? That's a good kasha. Oh, malei ravacha bere the rov ravashi biyodo mamish samchinim lei. Like he asked for kasha, when you give smicha, do you really, does the rov really have to put his hand upon the talmud or not? Oh, malei said back no. It's enough just to give smicha by calling him a rov. Korelei Rebbe, you call him a Rebbe. V'yoyvelei reshus alameidin dina kenosos. And you give him permission, like to be a dayan now, to be a musmach, and now he kapashkin dina kenosos. So Moritz says, is it true, v'chad lo somach, that one person cannot give smicha? I've omer of Yehuda omer rav. Perom zocher roisish letoiv. We should remember this great person, letoiv, from Yehuda ben Bava Shemai, that was his name. Shemal Lehi, if not for him, Nishtachu Dini Knossos Mishrol. It would have been forgotten the lochas of Dini Knossos. For the Gemara, Nishtachu would have been forgotten. Nigrisinu, let them learn it. What do you mean to say it would have been forgotten? Elo rather, it means to say, Botlu Dini Knossos Mishrol. It would have been forgotten, it would have been Botlu, there wouldn't have been Musmochim, there wouldn't have